I'm on the phone with Beverly Thomas, one of the Northeast representatives on the National Executive Committee of the GBKA. As they were speaking about New Age Curling. Hi, Beverly.
Hi.
First, could you tell our listeners who are not familiar with New Age Curling a bit of the history behind it?
Yeah, John Bennett, who's our president, had a son that had physical disabilities. And his son wanted to play against his dad in a sport that they could both play on an equal par. This is where John Bennett came up with the idea of the New Age Curling. What happens is we played indoors in a sports hall, and a badminton court goes into two curling courts.
Okay.
And we have a target at each end. And then we have the curl, which is modelled off a discus, cut in half with three ball bearings and a handle, so it can easily be moved. And it can be done through moving the curl down the court by using our hands or our feet. Or if you've got problems with disability, then you can use a pusher. And if you've got further difficulties, you can use a ramp.
Okay. As you said, the appeal behind this sport is that it can be played by people of all abilities. Do you think this sport helps to include disabled people in the physical activity as well as maybe promoting socialisation for them?
It does. I mean, if I can take an example of myself, I've got back problems.
Mm-hmm.
I'm under doctor supervision, and through this, my doctor said I would have to give up New Age Curling because I was having a lot more problems.
Okay.
And I said to my doctor, I learned to use a pusher because I used to use the curl by hand. I've known other people that have got, sadly, their health has declined, but they've still been able to play the sport of New Age Curling because they can then use the different facilities there.
Okay. So it's now played all over the country, I believe, and it's represented by the Great Britain Curling Association. You're yourself part of the GBK and North East team. Can you tell us a bit about New Age Curling in our region, how popular it is up here?
Yeah, we've got various people in the community of the North East that play New Age Curling, or sometimes it gets referred to as indoor curling. And some of them just want to play for fun. So we've got a lot of people, like, for example, there's a group at Bowburn and there's a group at Buttonhall that just want to play the sport for fun, which is fine. We've then got other people in teams such as Blind Life in Durham. We've got Wooya Valley Curling Club. We've got Fishburn Curling Club, who all play to compete in the competitions.
Mm-hmm.
We've actually got the privilege. We've just had the World's Pairs and Singles competition for the curling this year. You know, everyone did really well in them competitions, especially for representing the Northeast. We came back with some silverware.
Wow.
Amongst the three groups. And we've actually got the competitions coming up here in the October.
Yes, that sounds amazing. That's in Newton Aycliffe, isn't it?
It is. It's at Newton Aycliffe. It's the club team and the British Open. Now, all you need to do for the club team is have four members in the team.
Okay.
And then what you do there is you play, each player plays two stones each. So it's actually not taxing that much of somebody, because sometimes some people think it's quite physical.
Yes.
So that way, working in a team in that particular setting actually isn't as hard as working on your own. So there's quite a lot of our curlers like to do that. And then on the Sunday, we've got the British Open Championship.
Wow, that sounds like a really busy weekend.
Yes. Well, it's the first weekend in October.
Mm-hmm.
Myself and Christina Jackson, who's the other North East rep,
yes,
we organise the competition. We then send out any entry forms. We have got a web page under gbk.com. We've then got a Facebook page of New Age Curling. So if you're ever on Facebook and you just Google, put in the search bar New Age Curling, it'll bring up two pages. People can request to join them. We do put the competition details out there as much as we can to try and encourage more and more people to come, because what we're trying to do, the overall aim for Great British Curling Association, is that we are trying to get the sport recognised by Sport England.
I was actually going to ask you about this because it's so popular, but yet not recognised by Sport England.
No, unfortunately, I mean, we've had to jump through quite a lot of hoops for Sport England because some of the policies and the procedures weren't up to what they wanted. So Great Britain Curling Association has worked really hard and we've got them all in place now. But for it also to be recognised by Sport England, we need about 1,500 people to be playing the sport of New Age curling. So if I can put a plea out to all those clubs that are out there that, and you know, your listeners, that maybe play this for fun, please, if they can get in touch with myself as the North East rep, so that we can just know that they're there, they exist, how many members they've got going. For example, like the group at Buttonhole, we know that they've got about 20 members. So that number can come into the overall total so that we can show that we've got various clubs out there that are playing the sport and that have got the members that we need. And then Sport England, hopefully, fingers crossed, will recognise the sport. And that opens opportunities up, not just for Great Britain Curling Association, but also for the clubs that are out there, because then they can tap into Sport England to get funding. It's a twofold thing for us, because us, we get recognised for GBK, and then the clubs out there can benefit from that recognition because they can get funding.
Okay, so basically being recognized means funding and recognition, but does it also mean maybe participating in other kind of championship and competitions maybe on a worldwide scale or?
I mean, we have got links up with Lincolnshire County Council. They put on competitions, so we've got them. What GBK tries to do is do a competition down in the south and do a competition up in the north every year, so that we've got that opportunity for everybody, because we are aware that a lot, well, we all have to travel to competitions, so we're trying to make it as fair as possible. We've also got a curling league. Now, what we've got at the moment is just a north and a south, and what happens is whoever wins the north league and whoever wins the south league play each other at the competition in October to go on and win the overall league, which at the moment Wear Valley Curling Club is holding them trophies. Because we won last year. Unfortunately, we're not in this year, so we'll have to hand the title over. But if people don't want to travel to competitions, to the big competitions, and they just want to sort of concentrate on locally, we could maybe do a regional league rather than a north and a south, because we've got the North East, so we could do a North East league. We've got people from Yorkshire, so they could do a Yorkshire league.
It's much more accessible for everyone then, isn't it?
Yes, and we're trying to just get it more accessible to everyone. And we are appreciating that there are people out there that just like play it for fun. We're fine with that if they want to just keep continuing playing for fun. Like the group at Bourbon, we know they just want to play for fun. We just need to be aware of how many's out there
Of
who
course,
just
so no
want to do
matter
it
if you
for
want to
fun.
play for fun or for championships, you have to get in touch with the GBKA just to get re registered and hopefully recognised by Sport England.
Yeah, that would be excellent. I mean, I can always give out the email address. It's Northeast Curling, which is curling with a K, at btinternet.com. We would love to hear from people. And again, if anybody's interested in the sport and wants to come along, equally email us at the Northeast. We'll try and put them in touch with a group that we know of that's nearer to them, or we're always available, the Wear Valley Curling Club that I represent. Have a look and just bring New Age curling to the forefront. You know, everybody knows about football, netball, basketball, you know, whatever other sports out there. And I just would like New Age curling to be brought to the forefront of people's minds. And if you're inquisitive enough, come and have a go.
Yes, definitely. Can I just quickly ask, do you by any chance know how many people are actually registered so far?
There's actually 24 clubs registered.
Okay.
I think we're the last 1,300.
Wow, that's a
So
lot
I
of people.
think we are close because we have brought on some of the schools that we've just found out about. If there's a club or even individual person out there that wants to play, the first year of actually joining with Great British Curling Association is free.
Okay,
So
that's
they
great.
get that free membership, and then after that, there is a joining fee, but it just helps GBK send out sort of newsletters and minutes of the last meetings, give you key messages, and it keeps up to date the policies and procedures that we have to adhere to.
Okay, so it's to keep it running, basically.
Yeah.